Good morning. From WVIK News in the Quad Cities, I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Thursday morning, September 21st. The Quad City Airport will soon have some cash to spend after the Federal Aviation Administration promised it $3 million for capital improvements this year. Ken Carley, Assistant Director of Aviation and Operations, says the airport will use the money to update the runway's 40-year-old lighting systems.
A lot of airports struggle with what's the highest priority need. You know, for a number of years, our pavement was the higher priority, and we devoted most of our airport improvement program dollars into rehabilitating pavements. But we're in a position now where the condition of the pavements on the airfield is excellent, so we can kind of turn our attention to some other projects.
The federal dollars are part of an annual allocation for the planning and development of public airports. The Quad City Airport receives about $3.3 million each year. A small portion of the money will be used to update the airport's master plan, which shows current and future needs of the airport. Meanwhile, another month, another drop in passenger traffic at the Quad City Airport. It fell 12% in August compared to the same month a year ago and is now down 10% for the year so far. All four airlines reported declines in the number of people boarding planes at the airport in Moline, ranging from just 1% for Allegiant, 6% for American Eagle, 11% for Delta, and 24% drop for United Express. Except for a slight increase in January, passenger traffic has dropped in every month since last August. The Heartland Chapter of Junior Achievement needs volunteers to help prepare students for life and the workforce. Michelle O'Neill has the details.
If you've recently exclaimed, "Kids these days," JA has a job for you. Spokeswoman Tanya Hambly says anyone can be a volunteer, from college students to retirees.
But the magical part of Junior Achievement is that volunteer who shares their personal experiences. Because what happens when the volunteer does that is the students start to understand the relevancy of what they're learning in the classroom and how that applies to the real world.
The lessons are all ready to go, and new JA volunteers receive about 1 hour of training. An example is a program for third graders called JA Our City. The students become entrepreneurs who plan to open a restaurant.
What kind of food am I going to serve at my restaurant? Who am I going to hire first? Is it a chef? Is it a server? And then also, how will I promote my business?
While more than 60% of Junior Achievement volunteers serve several years in a row, the chapter has to find nearly 1,200 new volunteers each year. I'm Michelle O'Neill.
Rock Island County may finally be able to pay for long-delayed repairs to the dam and spillway in Loud Thunder Forest Preserve. This week, the Forest Preserve Commission, made up of all the members of the county board, approved borrowing $4.5 million. Forest Preserve Director Jeff Craver says engineers first reported the need for repairs to the dam and spillway 18 years ago, and now the state has ordered the county to make repairs.
If we take care of those on an annual basis instead of letting 40 years of time compile, we'll be able to take care of those so that the district and the taxpayers of Rock Island County will not be put in this situation in the future.
The money will also pay for upgrading the campground. Craver says more people visiting Loud Thunder will mean more revenue, and that will help pay for these projects. A public hearing on the project is set for next month. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.